And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Mayor Bynum is pulling the current plan for the Office of Independent Monitor from the City Council for consideration. The office would review Tulsa Police use of force cases. The mayor says the plan lacks the full support of the council, and the police union also has some concerns.
There are a lot of challenges to getting this done the right way, and some of the big ones are the constraints that are placed on us within our collective bargaining agreement that we have with our employees who work for the Tulsa Police Department.
The mayor told the council in a memo that his staff is currently working on an alternate version. Three people are dead north of Beggs in Okmulgee County. The bodies found over the weekend, all three had been shot. They have been identified as Jack and Evelyn Chandler and their adult daughter, Tiffany Icor. The emergency 911 phone system is up and running again at Mays County. The service was down for several hours yesterday at Pryor. This is the third time in recent months that that system has failed. Now that the state has won its lawsuit against opioid manufacturer Johnson & Johnson, what is next? Well, Oklahoma Mental Health and Substance Abuse Commissioner Terry White says nothing. At least for a while.
It's our understanding that Johnson & Johnson plans to appeal. That process can take anywhere from 2 to 3 years is what I'm being told by the lawyers on the state's team. But as soon as we know that that money is actually being deposited in the bank, then what we'll see is an expansion of treatment.
She says that treatment will include ways to actually treat the chronic pain rather than just mask it. The seemingly endless summer has finally ended for students at Weber's Falls. Classes resume this morning. The school year was delayed while crews made repairs caused by last spring's massive flooding along the Arkansas River. Well, no flooding here, or even rain for that matter. Forecasters say the extremely hot weather for September will continue most of this week. There will be a quick break on Friday with maybe, just maybe, some rain. Our weather forecast, intervals of sun and clouds today, 95 for a high. Clear and warm tonight, 74 for a low. Continued hot tomorrow with a high of 93. Right now, partly clear and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.